Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. This week, we are back in studio. Big J is here, Josh Adam Myers, Lucy Sunflower, and we play the anal ring toss game.
Full disclosure, there's naked vagina in the room right now. It's so hard not to stare.
Yeah, we are recording this right after the show ended.
Oh, she's wearing a garter belt.
Oh, that's a good garter belt outfit, too.
Damn, I love Bush.
Really fun game, great episode. Really
lovely
good to
vagina.
Be.
Lovely vagina.
Great vagina. Everything you want in an SDR show is this real one. We do it every Wednesday and every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Use the code SDR, get 20% off on the network and a 14-day free trial, access to every show we've ever done and 20 other shows on the network. Or just watch or listen for free anywhere, YouTube or whatever. We just want you to be a part of the show. And right now it is the Lucy Sunflower, Josh Adam Myers, anal ring toss episode of the SDR Show.
The SDR Show,
Ralph. This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
That was weird.
It was fine.
The screen went out for a second, I got scared, and it said computer signal on. It feels nice to be in the studio. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. With me... It makes me happy to be. It's a different vibe. You can't duplicate it when you're in the studio.
It's true.
Big J with the now brand new nose piercing. How are you, buddy?
Second nose piercing.
Well, brand new. It's still a brand new nose piercing.
It is. It is. Hey, dude, it's good to be here. Oh, it's so funny not leading a show. I've just done 4 straight hours of leading the show.
Well, you did a Legion Bonfire.
Skanks, then we did Well, the bonfire.
Sorry,
is a property
orphan,
of
orphan tapes.
Orphan tapes, yes.
Orphan
yes.
tapes. Right. You just did. You've been here since what time? 4?
No, 4 was from home, 4 to 5:30, and then 6 to 8 here, and then now this.
Wow. Well, hey, thanks.
I've been looking forward to this all day, though. This is going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, and I was saying this, but first of all,
came down to the wire.
Let's introduce our guests first. Back again for, I'm going to say, like the 5th time, maybe?
I think it is number 5.
Yeah, it is Josh Adam Myers. Thank you so much for coming in, dude.
I didn't even know I was going to be doing this, and I'm so excited.
I'm so happy that you decided to do it.
Just took a trip up from Maryland. Come stay for a couple days.
Oh, I thought because you heard about this, and you took the trip.
100% it was this.
And then back for her second appearance, back from the time we did the Halloween costume contest. Am I right? Yeah.
Halloween.
It is Lucy Sunflower. Thank you so much for coming back
for
in. Get very close to the microphone, please. Thank you so much. So first thing first, what I realized, Jay, when I came in is that I miss not only being here, because I don't come in too much because I'm a pussy and I don't
being with me.
I miss being with you. I miss the in-person interaction. And also, we used to do things like maybe meet early or meet afterwards, go out for, we don't do any of that. I used to take the Shannon and Frank and Bobby out to dinner afterwards sometimes. I don't get to do any of that. I miss all of that. I miss human interaction.
It'll be back, buddy.
I hope so. Meltdown?
Sorry, your fucking president got kicked out of office.
Hey,
he's so upset.
He'll be back.
Jesus, dude.
He'll be back.
Jesus.
In some
dude.
Way, or shape, or form.
Sorry.
He's been around for a minute.
He'll be back in different
various ways.
I'm fine with it. He'll be back.
And, you have to love him because he pardoned you, Kodak Black, Lil Weezy.
Yeah, all that's real. All that's real hardcore rappers.
Weezy.
Yeah, and also Bobby used to take pictures and stuff beforehand. We don't do that anymore. How are you going to do that on Zoom?
You can't. Well, you take pictures of the screen.
Screenshot.
Zoom sucks, dude. It sucks.
It's what you have to do right now. So
I'm going
to
be on it until past the summertime for sure. So
yeah, and I, you know, and also for our second show or the ones we don't do in studio, it opens up guests that we normally would never have. So I appreciate it. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think SiriusXM's like August 1st at most.
If we're lucky, I don't even know anymore. I think it's crazy to put a time limit on anything right now because nobody knows. I want to tell you a couple of quick things at the top of the show.
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Yes,
quarantine
finally.
Quarantine baby.
Technically 3 girls that I know got pregnant during quarantine.
Oh, that's
insane. That unplanned pregnancies during quarantine.
Not with you though, dude.
Not with me. Hey, but Two of them were girls I was already dating.
Because you always bag it up.
I always bag it up.
And you can't come with chicks.
No, it has to be dudes. Like, at least if there's a dude in the room. I got Facebook banned today.
Really?
And it really pissed me off.
What'd you do?
Were you defending the Confederate flag again?
Yeah, no, it was great.
He seems more QAnon.
I was draped in my Confederate pajamas. This is what's fucked up. Somebody,
not my president.
Stop the steal.
Somebody went into, and Lainey would know what date this was, because it's a long time ago. Someone dug through my Facebook and chose something, and it was when the Gigolos guys were in. Right, I forgot their names, but the two guys from Gigolos, Hawk, I think that's right.
And then you were like, "Chinks are taking all our jobs."
Yes, that's what I said. And the hashtag was Gigolo.
Uh huh.
And it got flagged for sex trafficking.
What?
And I am blocked for 24 hours.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no I was saying, I said this on the Orphan Tapes today, but one of the things asked me, like, says I wrote something about a Chinese chicken salad. Literally, that's what I wrote, and it was like, are you sure you want to post this? And I was like, it's definitely just flagging it was for that the word Chinese, because I think you're going to say something like
Chinese flu, yeah,
maybe, or just something racial in general. But I mean,
was that from the comment you did on my post about the food?
Yes,
that's
what it
must have
been. Yeah, they said, are you sure you? That's what it is. I was trying to remember what it was, and it was like, you better make sure you that you know. It's like, you make sure this is what you want to write. I'm like, yeah, it's not like. I'm not an idiot. I wouldn't post, like, I should say that. I am an idiot. Christina stopped me many, many times from posting things next to her. She's like, that's not.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
Well, I was just like, it's funny. And the thing is, it is funny, and the fans will get it, but it's like, you just don't know who it hits.
Right.
That was it was the BTS, the South Korean boy band. When they were all waving goodbye, one of them, for some reason, just did it like that. And I wrote a hair Hitler.
Oh, well, that, of
and then
course.
And she was like, don't. Yeah. She's, you're going to get in trouble. I was like, it's just stupid. It's like. I'm just gonna say it's not a stupid joke, and I'm like, it's so clearly a joke, but it doesn't matter. Everything's being prepared for the stupid right now. Right, you have to go. Really... Well, this dumb person might not understand you're joking and start banging their head against the wall.
There's too many dumb people. Yeah, that's the problem. There's way too many dumb people.
I really like that he assumed that you were the dumb person. You went this dumb person, like you aimed the joke.
No, he was just in that. I'm a righty, so I lean right.
And I'm just saying.
No. You're trying to make enemies out of friends.
So to anyone that is,
I don't like quarantine.
By the way, my Facebook Messenger is off.
Right.
You know, Facebook's.
Oh my God.
SDR.
How are you gonna lure underage girls?
It's Instagram, baby. If it was that, I'd be much more angry.
Yeah. What if they get rid of your gram when you can't put you with green screen backdrops of Barcelona?
Yeah, Edward. Really.
I just took the yacht for a spin.
So I have not been able. I think I have 3 or 4 hours left of my 24-hour ban.
Oh no! Mm.
What are you going to do when it ends?
Oh,
You should double down.
A dick pic, right out.
I've never been. I mean, I'm not looking for it, but I've never been banned.
The thing that bothered me is that
I've never also said. The stuff that I would say that people would get you banned is like it's clips from the things that get like complained about are clips from like television specials and stuff that like. So they're not going to ban me for that if they just see it's like a TV. It's like it's
but
already been cleared by standards and practices.
The thing that they flagged was the word gigolos, which was the name of the show. You know, and that's what they said. Is a gigolo is a...
Wait, did you spell with an N?
Hard R.
Did you spell with an N by accident? Because you may not have not realized that. How close is the J to the N?
Yeah, so I just... And then the second part that I think this leans in very well to what we're about to do. I do another show, which I think I've told you many times.
Ain't a Ring Toss Olympics?
Yeah, called Good Sugar, which is a health and wellness thing, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy that started Juice Press here in New York, I do the show with him.
Ralph, can I ask you a question? I've never asked this before, never even thought to. What do you guys do on that podcast?
Oh, well, we interview. We're trying to make me healthier. That was the whole concept of the show.
What's the podcast about?
That's exactly what it's about. We bring in different people that are...
Is it funny?
No, not at all. It's much more...
Is it interesting?
It does all right. You know, it's just new. You know, we...
I'm talking about numbers. I'll say the numbers are going to do great. I believe in you, but I'm just like...
It's more about... Literally, it's... Wow, look at this guy really going in and doing that.
It's
nice.
William, dude. Wow. He's making up for a lot.
Is he the new Legion turn? Is that the right way to say it?
In the running.
He's in the running, and he decided to stay for SDR to show you how much he cares?
Had nothing to do with Legion of Skanks. He was just here when I got here.
Oh, okay.
He's been here since rap this morning.
I think he's been assigned to me.
Is that what it is?
No.
I don't know. It's very possible.
I'm joking.
He was there this morning.
No, William's a good dude. He's in the Olympics.
But so can I ask him, William? Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yeah,
are you here on your own volition that you want to show them how much you care? Or did someone say to you, you should hang out today at Gas Digital and show everybody your wares?
Say yes. Answer Dr. Jones.
Own volition just to learn as much as I can.
Oh, yeah.
own volition to learn as much as I can.
Okay, fair enough. I like his enthusiasm.
I think he stays with Harrington too, and that smell probably gets to him. Oh,
he's got to stay out as much as possible.
The smell of aggressive workouts of a meaty 30-something-year-old.
So we bring on health and wellness experts. Like, we had the founder of P90X on. We had various doctors in different fields, and we try and see if I can, because I don't believe in a lot of. I don't believe in meditation. I don't believe in yoga.
The P90X person.
I started doing it.
Meditation is the greatest thing.
I started doing it.
Now, what did the P90X guy say about fucking butt plugs with ring toss?
All right, well, this is what it leads to. Ready?
Oh.
So now this all kind of comes to a
beautiful... What kind of gym is this?
We've got a beautiful full circle here. We are having the people who do a colonic industry on that show in a week. I have never had a colonic, so I decided, let me go today.
Oh,
I went,
hell yeah,
and I got a colonic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you see a wrapped Snickers bar come out?
It was rough.
So have basically you gave yourself an enema.
It's much worse. It's much more detailed than an enema, I would say.
I would do it.
You've never done it. Have you done it?
I haven't, but
so
I would.
You get into the fetal position on a bed with your pants off, with a woman behind you, with your ass, dick, and balls, you know, with your ass facing her, but everything's out, right?
Was she hot?
Thank God.
I'm wondering if I would do what you just said, by the way, since you're in the fetal position on your side, right?
Yeah, on your side.
Yeah.
Do you push through so your beans and hog are flapping around underneath the thighs, or do you keep them all above? Because you can't just, if you just have nuts hanging, it looks like you have no dick.
I brought it forward. Nice. So, and I'm on my side.
You brought it all up.
I brought it all towards
you. You don't
me.
Want to see any of it.
I don't want to
You'd
see
rather
any of
see it mushed?
I'd
rather have her complain about the fucking clown mask sticking through than fucking.
I think she probably saw everything, because I'll explain. You have to roll around a couple times,
and that got you hot. You had
to jerk off. Gotcha. While I was doing it.
Gotcha.
So, does he have a hog? I can imagine you like one. I imagine
flaccid.
You've seen it.
No,
and
I
mean, he's
flaccid,
like 6'4".
I have nothing.
My flaccid dick is a hunk of shit.
Flaccid is really bad.
I'll tell you this though. Yeah, my flaccid makes me really want to punch. But I'll tell you this, Ralph. Though for sure. He does a switcheroo on Magnum condoms to regular condoms, for sure. He had Magnum condoms, and I challenged him. He doesn't need them, and I think he had to buckle down eventually that it's like he has them.
I haven't.
That's why he had them and wasn't worried to use them for the bit, because he doesn't use them. But that means he shows them.
No, you're whatever. I don't want to.
You want to use
again.
A bag or not? And they go.
Jay literally thinks
you do, and he has to go. Okay,
Jay literally thinks they pull a magician switcheroo on Magnums, because that's how he thinks.
Out of a dark fucking...
That's how he thinks.
You got to rip
you go, wait, the you go, go oh, wait a second. This one's out of date.
Because it's something he would do. That's why he thinks that.
Not anyway, a million years. I sing from the rooftops that I have a small dick. And then when they see my dick, they
it's
always
an
go...
It's an odd song choice.
They go, that's not small. And then I go, oh, cool. Because, but undersell. Undersell always.
Yes. So I'm not hanging out my fucking Magnum condoms out the window. So
I would
not
never,
seeing it from
I would
a rooftop.
Never, I would never, if a girl handed me a Magnum condom, I'd just say then I have to go to a store if we have to use a condom, because no fucking way. A Magnum condom, like if I soften a millimeter.
It's going to come shooting off?
Yeah. And then you're in a first fuck situation I've been in my life, if I couldn't stay like super hard. Fishing condom out of a woman.
I've never had it ever.
That's happened to me.
I've never had it.
It's a fucking. You feel like a fucking queef.
Well, I'm sorry you have those problems.
One time I lost the condom when I was having sex after I had sex, and I couldn't find it, and I didn't want to tell her. I was too. Should
but
I have?
It was inside her.
I might have been.
Can you tell me why I got to tell her? Because there's those stories of those porn star stories, like why there was their pussy like smelled like wretched, and it was because they didn't know there was like a condom out there for
a tampon. I've heard that too, that women
or sponges from the sex, but like that shit'll fucking you should have you should have fished it out. I've had to do the old like, this is humiliating, I'm sorry, but like I gotta,
it's part of it. You shouldn't be having sex. If you're not prepared for these weird situations that can happen.
I've never had that happen. But anyway, I'm lying face.
Say it one more time.
Never had it happen. Had my ass facing this woman, right? The first part I felt she did a little forcefully, which is this giant metal spigot, so to speak, goes into your ass pretty hard. So much so that afterwards when I wiped up, I was bleeding a little bit.
Do you have to pay extra for to pull your hair during that?
Yeah.
Wait, so she took your anal virginity?
Not virginity. I mean, not virginity.
This guy's had
fucked Ralph on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
He's at Xfinity.
And then
with stuff. Yeah. We're not gay.
And then it felt like taking, it was 45 minutes, a 45-minute diarrhea shit is what it felt like. Coming out for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That water goes in and comes out like in a continuous flow.
Does it start to feel good?
It feels weird. Like, then, I don't know how to explain it.
But then good?
Then good. I'll tell you what it felt like. Afterwards, I felt really thin. Like, it felt old, like like my washboardy.
Flushed out.
She was, like, reading my asshole in, like, some sort of fortune teller way. She was like,
really?
Oh, I see that you're very hydrated. I'm like, oh, that's good. And then she goes, it looks like you do go to the bathroom pretty regularly. I'm like, well, I do. That's it. Like,
you're
going to
come into a sum of money.
You're going on a trip. Like, she named, and then she also said, oh, and you're not eating enough leafy green vegetables. I'm like, well, that's probably true too. She somehow could tell by looking at what's coming out of my ass. And then the weirdest thing she would say is every once in a while she said, oh, good, another dry piece. I don't know what that means.
It really means they're clearing out the cave.
Yeah, there's been something up there for a long time that stuck to your ribs.
Somehow dry.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
Have like cat hair and shit in it.
Did you actually lose weight? Did you have?
I lost like about a pound and a half or 2 pounds when I came home.
2 pounds of waste, bro.
Colonic and chiropractic are the two things I haven't done that I want to do.
Chiropractic, I would send you to my guy instead of chiropractic, because chiropractors, when you go, you need to kind of always go. That's a problem.
Yes.
The guy that I would recommend to you that I've sent a bunch of people to, I've been trying to get Shannon to go for how many years, Shannon?
No, but I need to hear cracks, dude.
He mushes you in these. He's a sports medicine guy.
I understand, and that's
he's
all
the
great.
Guy.
He's probably the right guy, but I got to hear
the
juicy cracks.
I'll stand by him and pop balloons for you.
Have you ever? You have to do like cracky things. Oh my god, I could jerk off right now to ASMR of chiropractic cracks.
Oh god, no! Yeah. I don't like the cracking at all.
I've had several adjustments done. So
is it awesome?
It feels good right afterwards. Yeah, I used to work for a chiropractor.
It's short lived though. Then you have to go back again. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so I go every day because I used to work there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not a good thing. This guy is better.
They put a towel around your neck, and they go and they make you 2 inches taller, dude. It's amazing.
That was a Family Guy.
They fix your posture. Yeah.
He cracks his neck almost every day. It just don't do it.
Oh. Wait.
That's awesome.
That shit is disgusting, dude.
Cannot be good for you.
I hate that.
It's actually
in the long run, probably not good.
Oh, it's like just cracking your knuckles is bad for you. You're not supposed to crack your knuckles.
Yeah, but it looks cool as fuck.
But did you fact check that?
Like, yeah, you're not supposed to crack your knuckles. Don't do it. It's just awful.
I do it constantly.
The neck was already enough.
Yeah, it's awful.
You won, bro.
I crack it, everything I can constantly.
The neck was the final boss.
So to go full circle, if anyone was ever going to lick something out of my asshole, today's the day to do it because
what are you doing instead of saying, Lucy, if you'd like
me
to play
Lucy
the game, and Ralph puts it up his ass.
I
want to
play.
So I would recommend it. Mm-hmm. I would say it's worth doing, but
like
be
to
ready.
Do
be ready to
do
be super comfortable.
You want to do it together as a group, as a team?
It's then also, by the way, so you got a tube sticking out of your ass, right, with a long wire, long hose, and every once in a while
dude, it's Wednesday.
She
it's
says,
like a Traeger grill.
All right, you have to lie on your back now, and you have to like put your foot around the tube and go lie on your back, and then she's massaging your belly.
Getting that water out.
Getting that shit out of there. And then the worst one was that every once in a while she's okay, we're going to do a hold. And a hold is they're not doing this, the outtake, just the intake.
Yeah.
And you feel it, your whole body is filling
up.
And then they release and it just comes all out.
How much pressure of water? Is it just like, whoosh?
You know, it's great. It's called, the place is called
Power Wash.
Free plug. It's oddly called Gravity East and not Gravity South. I think South would make more sense, but it's in the neighborhood here.
Rough question.
And they use gravity. That's the thing, is they
Rough
use
question.
Gravity. That's the only pressure is gravity.
The person who administered this test to you, let's say it was a hot chick. Do you 69er? She offers a 69 while it's happening.
Is she? So she's blowing me.
While a Malamar from your breakdance days of 1987 is eking its way through a little ribbed fucking tube, she says, I'll 69 with you right now. Do you do it?
100%.
Really?
100. How? I mean, if she's really hot?
It's a super blumpkin.
Even though you hate eating pussy.
Where is that? look at her face. She's disgusted.
Do you think you're good at eating pussy?
No.
Conversation.
I don't think
You don't think you're good at it?
No, I don't think you're good at it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Are you good at eating pussy?
He takes pride in it.
Yeah,
is this the right face for a girl when I'm doing it? Does this mean she likes it? Is that good?
My girlfriend's here. She's going to say I do. But I do. But it's weird you don't care that you're not.
Not that I don't care that I'm not.
You're 50 and you're not. That means
51.
You don't, that's 51. That's right. It means you don't care that you're not.
Let's put it this way. No one's ever said to me, you're bad at that.
But no one's ever given
me an award for it either.
Do they do this with the bad blowjob thing that a guy does? And you go, come here.
enough, Freddy.
No, you got to call up for the kiss.
Yeah.
Come here.
And a little tap. Come here. Can you move away from the area?
Come here.
It's good enough. Okay, so anyway, let's say that the anal cleansing leads into what we're doing today.
Clean an ass.
You know, fuck, I should say his name. Let me see if I could find his name. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Jeremiah Anal Ring.
Oh, God.
He's the man who invented this game.
His Instagram name is summertop314, and he suggested us doing this and sent me the link of where to get it, and then the company I bought it from never sent it.
Yeah.
So then we have this one that they, thank God, Lainey made it happen and got it.
Oh, they're going to say Lainey made it.
Is it called Glow F Yourself?
Lainey made it.
Glow F Yourself.
Lainey made it at home. She had Lainey a lot of downtime. She knitted it.
Well, you know, it's a little, it might get wet because it is crocheted.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's going to take a bit to get this in there. It has no bulk to it whatsoever.
Yeah, the kiss is going to be hard too because it's going to be flopping over itself. But Glow F Yourself is the company that sent this one because the one that I bought just never showed up. I don't know what happened to it, but it didn't show up. And the twist we're going to do, because so many people said, you know, Howard Stern did this, I guess, 25, 30
years
ago. You know, not just you. A lot of people said that.
Yeah, for sure.
The game is going to be pulled
out. Artie Lang, by the way, is the lord of the anal ring toss.
That's good. I'm going to open it up here.
He won the whole thing.
Where is it?
Did you bring those girls in, Lainey?
We have some lube for you, darling.
Thank you.
So there are...
It's called Spunk. Don't let that turn you off.
I've used it before.
These are the rings.
Yeah.
Is it a good brand?
The tiny... Wait, it works. See, but that's...
Let me explain.
Okay.
I'm going to explain. There are three sizes.
I got you.
With different point values. Shannon, the point value is from big to small.
Okay.
10, 50, 100.
10, 50, 100.
Cool.
Okay. And we each get three tosses? Is that right?
No, I think everybody tosses the stack.
Whole stack? All six?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not, it really brings the odds up
okay,
a little
I like
bit.
That.
I think it sounded like it was 75.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll give her the insertion ring. And the way that the twist... the twist
that way to not be awkward, you do it, is we'll give her the old thing for the little hey now for her.
So,
the old ishka bibble.
Did you say the hey now for the wee?
Yeah, give her the old for the...
Wait, so who's putting it in my butt?
That'd be Bobby. Then the losers, Jay, or loser?
Losers is pretty funny, but...
I'll let you make the decision. There's one winner.
The person with the lowest points?
Either the lowest point or the both lowest have to kiss the business end on the way out.
I think both lowest have to kiss on the way out.
By the way,
also moving forward, that should be our stump at the Apollo, though. When you come in, you should have to kiss.
He's got to kiss the butt plug.
Yeah, before he comes in, he goes, "Oh, no, y'all, you got to kiss the plug," and they go,
"Hey, you
know, hey, that's the stump, dude."
Can both losers kiss it at the same time?
Yeah, that's what I thought would be the funniest thing. Like we're sharing a chocolate strawberry.
All right, so that works for me. So the two losers. That means that you got a 66% chance of kissing this thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what was the position we're going to do. You want a 66 with me later, dude?
All right, so can we have Bobby do it, or are you against it? You're going to get in trouble. Would you be okay with it?
It's for work.
You're okay with it, Bobby? All right, Bobby's going to be the inserter.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
I'll be, I'll inspect for...
Okay, I'm going to put this
I'll
over
be security
here.
For the whole thing.
And also, now, how do we decide first, second, and third for the tossing?
Well, this sounds like a simple game of rock, paper, scissors, dude.
Then there's three of us, though. You can't really rock, paper, scissors.
We all have to say a different thing. Let's guess her bush. And whoever's closest,
what she has downstairs. Yeah, yeah. All right, that's fair. I like that. I'm going with bush, like full, like a good, substantial bush.
That's what I was gonna say, but I'll do like a shaved top, but some thick towards the lips.
And Josh,
if you think
that one of us is right, you can double down with one of us. I'm not against it.
How can you double down?
There's no order that I went first.
There's no order. Though,
then the two of us, whoever the two of you are right, will do rock paper scissors.
We're stretching this out.
I'm saying it's only fair.
I think
Bobby, we're vamping, so you can plug her butt, dude. She's gonna take a step back.
I think it's...
Can I? We'll do it off camera, but can I play by play it while it's happening?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's a solid triangle of pubic hair.
Okay, well we'll see who's closest. I don't know if that. All right, so
Bobby, spunk the thing, would you? You have to spunk it for.
It's funny that the spunk is actually wrapped, but the actual insertion thing is not.
No touching, Bobby.
Yeah, that's
her. All right, now let me ask you this. By the way, since we're on the whole on this whole topic, how are we accurately saying that each of us are equidistant from the from the poll?
I don't know. We could just say, like, we're not taking it that seriously, and I'm sure we'll all just have a little guesstimation.
No, well, it seems like anytime we play games and you lose, all of a sudden you feel like we're cheating. That's why I'm trying to figure it out.
No, Lucy, your butthole. I'm kidding. No, I know. I'm just joking. She goes, please, your butthole.
And she's going to lie on the table. I think that makes the most sense, right?
Ralph. Okay. It's fine. Oh, Bobby lubing that thing should be on camera.
Oh, he's doing it so delicately.
What a fucking, how nice.
Wow.
How nice.
Good. Can you get you. Bobby? Bobby, get over there. Get on the, get into two. No, get right over there. To two. Just
he's
stand over there.
He's really painting it on. Nice.
Right there. Stand there. The camera. Go to two, Shannon. Just face camera two. There.
Camera one. Camera two. Yeah, really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, look how delicate that is.
Yeah, give it a good finger bath. Good job, Bobby.
Okay, I know. Let's see. Oh, I
was
winner.
Right. Triangle.
Yeah, but everyone sort of said the same yeah. thing. We have to do it through a different way.
The lips are a little bit shaved.
Huh. So I think like, I was right.
Well, I was the most wrong, yeah. I feel like, so.
I think that I have the right. I'm going to.
That thing is lubed up.
I'm going with it. I'm going to go. I'm picking myself as third.
Bobby.
Jay, you're first.
Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
Jay, you're first.
You seem nervous.
No, I wouldn't be first.
I want to go last.
Oh, you choose to go last.
I'm choosing to go last so I could see the way they
let
are.
Our guests go first.
All right, Josh, you can go first.
Why do I have to go
Bobby,
first?
Bobby, gentle.
I'm trying here.
Bobby. Look at Christine comes right over to pick your asshole.
Christine is.
They got the best view.
Christine's got binoculars on, Christine. For God's sakes. All right, before we go any further, fans of the show who are over 21.
He's over 21.
I've got something you're going to love.
Buckle your nuts on for these.
It is. Empire Direct.
Empire. I am the Empire.
EmpireDirect.com. Like Empire, but with an H.
Yes.
And why you're going to love this is they can legally sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states.
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
Empire. It's good because Delta 8 THC gets you super fucked up. It gets you goofy high, like sit back and listen to some Floyd.
I feel like you should also be adding numbers. Isn't that the old vampire from...
No, that's the count.
That's the count.
This is the Empire.
They offer vape cartridges, gummies, distillate, soft gels, tincture.
I am the Empire. I hang out at Woody Harrelson's house. And we play the bongos with Matthew McConaughey. I am the Empire.
All high quality, lab tested, verified,
yes.
And incredible prices.
Tested and figured out by dorks. Yes.
What is the address again?
Oh, Empire Direct. That's H as in Empire. E as in Empire. M as in Empire. P, Pyre. I, Ire. R, Ra. E. Yeah. Direct.com or download the Empire Direct app if you don't want to go through all of that nonsense.
And use the code GASD,
yes.
Like D as in digital.
GAS.
At 50% off.
Yes.
All right, let's get back to
Empire.
The show.
Christine. Christine?
Yeah.
Make sure it's stable, man, because I gotta go first.
Tell everybody here how good I eat pussy. Tell them I eat pussy good. Ralph's saying I don't.
Why is she crying and saying, please tell Jade how to do
tell
it
Tell
right.
Lucy Sunflower I eat pussy because Ralph's saying he's awful at it.
It's in.
Good.
How's it look?
Oh, it's in.
There it is.
Oh, that's all right. Perfect.
That is in there, Bobby.
It's pretty.
Bobby, good. Guys,
good insertion.
Really,
to Bobby.
Big ups for Bobby, y'all.
Good butt plugging, dude.
Bobby, nice paint job.
Seriously. Nice butt plugging, man. I got to be honest.
Bobby shows how he does it at the old quarry. Really
dude,
nice.
How much of a fucking lesbo is Christine? She parked herself right next to you out of nowhere. Mm. She was nowhere near.
Huh?
That's okay. She was salivating.
That's my girlfriend over there.
Nice.
Yeah,
like
say
hi.
I
feel like I should get some practice throws.
No,
because you
no.
guys are going to learn how to do it from my mistakes.
That's the idea.
No,
I think we all take one practice
okay,
throw
Okay, fine.
First.
You'll get one
I
throw.
Don't get, I don't want to practice throw first, though, since I'm throwing first.
Oh, fine. Ralph, you practice throw first.
I'm going to give me the big one.
Yeah, well, I'll
just
do the
give
bad.
Me one. Yeah, okay, fine. And let's see. When she sits in, I'll try and get as equidistant as possible. I guess it's really in there.
I think you kind of have to, like, stand in the corner or something.
Yeah, well, once she gets there, I'm going to...
Yeah,
I'm gonna,
yeah. Huh? No, she can lay on
Shannon,
the table.
I can
continue to objectify this
for
point
camera
on the table,
purposes,
Bobby.
Shannon, should I be on?
I'm sorry,
by the
I was trying to treat her like a person. But then whoever if she lays on the table, we stand in the corner of there.
But I'm
so
asking
fun.
Shannon.
Lucy, it's got to be honest. It is goddamn hilarious. It's hot and also hilarious as you bend over and then the fucking butt plug
like,
thing goes up like
a tail. It's
like
a divining rod. It's just finding.
It really is.
It's like, aiming to Christine every time.
I mean, I've done a lot of... Is that a Scientology e-meter?
Shannon, where's the best place for me to stand?
Yeah, in that.
In this corner. Yeah. So we'll stand in this corner. This is for camera purposes.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so she's getting, just for the audio listeners, Lucy is getting all of her clothes off and getting ready to get on the table to be comfortable.
Wrong day to wear complicated leggings.
Yeah, yeah. But it's cold out, so I understand.
I fully understand.
Yeah, you know, I got to layer it up.
No one's judging that at all.
Okay. So do you want to get her like anything to lie her on her face, like a towel or something?
She's going to treat her like a piece of shit, Bobby.
Yeah, come on, Bobby. You lubed her up so delicately.
Man. You just butt fucked her,
no,
dude.
I think you need to actually lie on the table because it's got to be pointing up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
And then we get you like a pillow or something to put you, they just kind of slide up onto the table.
Okay. Let her get caught.
Yeah, that's good. This is perfect. Perfect. Yeah, and that's perfect. So now
I'm trying to see.
I think that it's better. I think I have to be there.
Yeah, we got to do it the other way.
Shannon, just I think I have to be there.
It may have to come propping her legs up or something more. If we can get like a blanket or something kind of under her thighs.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that. Bobby, bring a blanket
now
or something.
To tilt it up.
Oh, like towels. Bring a couple of towels so she can have her ass arched up.
Because if I can arch, it would be more comfortable to have some padding.
Hey, Ani.
Because this is
kind of
hard.
All right, I'm going to go.
Lainey, real quick. Christine, look at Christine smoking out the door. What a garbage. I love her. I love her.
Right, what do you have? You have pillows? You have towels. Not paper towels.
Paper towels.
We don't have towels in the office. What happened to towels in the bathroom?
You're going to put her on a stack of napkins, Bobby?
What the fuck is going on?
That is so sad.
What happened to our monogram beautiful towels?
I can go on my sweater. That's
all right, fine. She can get a sweater.
Just let me know.
Oh, wait. Do you have a jacket?
Yeah.
Get your jacket.
Somebody get it for her so she'd have to walk out there. She might tap the butt plug and it could rip her insides.
Jesus Christ.
It's hanging by the...
Sorry, Lucy. We usually more professional than this.
It's all good.
This is the worst I feel anyone has been treated who's coming here with a butt plug.
Oh, look how sweet you are. And there we go. Now look how perfect. Look how the Ani comes in because she's been doing in the same exact position before. She gets what it's all about.
I almost think, you got to get padding.
Oh. Yeah, because it's
get some sheath on.
I have an idea. Take one of the pillows off the couch and then we'll go get it. Just bring the throw pillows. Bring one of the throw pillows.
And you'll do what to it?
And we'll put it right here.
No, but you were going to say what you're going to do with it.
And then we're going to put it right
burn
here.
It?
Yeah, we'll set it on fire. No, we'll put it on the table.
There
right
we
here.
Go.
Yeah, thank you.
Finally, treat her like a lady.
There we go, guys. For God's sake.
Perfect.
Now we have 12 pillows.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, for God's sake.
You have the other sweater underneath there, too.
Well, let's just
grab that.
Okay, so now we have pillows. We have the she's going to get back on the table. And we could see the angle, which makes the most sense. For a second, I looked
at text or something. It's my pastor. Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors here. And this is for any of our fans that are age 21 or over. I want to tell you about Fully Loaded Chew. I know a lot of the fans out there are still smoking cigarettes like this guy. Or hitting those vape pens like probably my daughter. Now, nicotine, we all know, is an addictive chemical, so we're not suggesting to any new users. But if you're like me and you love nicotine, you got to try Fully Loaded Chew. It's really got me through some flights, Ralph. It's been absolutely fantastic.
I never thought about that, but that makes a lot of sense.
It got me through. I flew 5.5 to Arizona, where, let me tell you something, coronavirus, they don't even know what that means out there.
Yeah, same thing with Florida.
They think you're lying about it. They're like, is that a thing? And I'm like, yeah, it's a pretty big thing.
I know.
Can you please stop kissing me?
Hugging me in a dark and a closed room.
And also, if you're a person who dips already, this is why people who I know who have been doing it forever dipping. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of Pennsylvania hillbillies, and they like that dip. They have switched to Fully Loaded. It's the only chew with tobacco-free nicotine. Tobacco-free nicotine means less bad shit in your mouth. That's right. Their motto is save a lip, and they've got a full line of flavors, too. Wintergreen mint bourbon for the refined Christ only knows. Hey, you want to do some dip and put on fucking corduroy blazers? And they have peach for garbage like me.
I'm sure that's the one you went with. Am I right?
Of course it is, dude. Of course
it's the one.
It goes good with my Snapple diet peach.
It's a good double back with the
Snapple. Diet peach Snapple iced tea, dude.
Can I get a Snapple and only a fully loaded calories, to back it up?
10 calories per serving, dude. I'm getting in my air fryer. Fully loaded chews come in different nicotine levels. Full strength is the same as nicotine as any other chew. And if you're looking to cut back on your nicotine or wean yourself off, which is huge, they have half strength and full flavor chew with no nicotine at all, which is gone. And the vapes, the no nicotine vapes are almost gone. That's how I stopped smoking the first time. Once more, if you are a dipper, you have to try Fully Loaded Chew. The team at Gas and Fully Loaded worked to put together a killer promotional offer for you. If killer, somebody from California sent this. Yeah, it's killer. You got to check it out, man. A great promotional offer for you. If you go to fullyloadedchew.com, use the promo code FREEGAS, you're going to get a free tin and free shipping. Once more, it's fullyloadedchew.com and promo code FREEGAS to win free tin and free shipping. All right. Where were we?
Let's see. There we go. Well, no, I think it needs to be. There it is. It's almost due south. I mean, due north. That's good. That's right? Good. I'm going to go stand where Bobby is. I think that makes more sense. Bobby, watch the camera.
Is that okay for camera, though?
I think, let's how does that look? I won't hear Shannon.
I feel like it needs to be flipped. We go over there, they can see everything.
Can you see me from here on that camera? Oh, then they'd be off. Right, so let me go on that camera.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So we need to turn you then.
Or maybe we have her turn.
Maybe it might be.
Your face needs to be, we're like looking at Jay.
No, but I think I can still get it from this angle.
It's
too hard. We need to be going with the grain.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Can it go up?
You would have to put some real English on that.
I'll tell you what. If you want to, if you want like a finger pointed upwards, that would be fine. Like if you, Lucy, could just with your finger like hold it straight up.
Seems like a hard position to stay in.
Like this?
Can you stand? That seems very difficult.
No, it feels fine.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's fine.
She loves it, dude. Read her bio.
All right, so I am. Look, let's see where I am. Okay, let's see here. Ready?
Do you even read bios?
Boom!
That was big. That was big.
So that was my test run.
That was your test
run. That doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Does not count.
Cool. I'm gonna go sit where Jay is. He cheated though. How the fuck did I cheat? I don't know.
I feel like
when you want it, you make it work. I'm gonna get on.
Now it's got to be consistent.
Yeah. Lose. So I was right there. Yeah. That's where I was standing. A little bit over there. All right.
Oh, fuck. You go be kissing butt plug.
And now, Josh. Up, Christine. Josh, go try.
You can do better.
So I think I've run the. Let's just see if Josh gets it or not.
Where are you guys standing?
Right there, right by that. By that.
Jay.
All right, so now.
This isn't that camera.
This doesn't count.
This is a test run. Denied!
Where's my camera?
All right, Jay, I think you should go first.
Let Josh have an actual test.
Yeah,
that was fucking stuffed that shit. Let's be honest, it was junk.
Oh!
I'm okay for saying record. Josh definitely standing in front of me.
So Jay, you're first. You're gonna go first, Jay.
That was my. But I guess Josh was gonna go first.
Oh, okay, fine. That was the whole point of this. All right, let me move into Josh's seat. Sorry.
Josh, I just want you to know. Win or lose, we're still going to Pizza Hut.
All right, so now, Josh, are you choosing to start with the big ones or the small ones?
I think
Josh,
I'm going
to go... Talk us through your strategy.
I think I'm going to go big first because I just feel like...
It's going to build your confidence.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. That's the way I would play. That's the spirit of a champion.
Oh, he
garbage.
Misses the first one. First big one misses it.
Dude, fuck! God damn it, dude.
Now the pressure's
come
on.
Come on, Josh! You fucking
man up,
it.
Josh! Hey, man up!
In the game,
if he misses the next one...
It's go time!
If he misses this next one, everybody in the audience for distracting him gets a free Frosty from Wendy's, everybody. It's the Frosty freeze out.
Dude, if I miss two fucking free throws, you get a chicken filet sandwich.
Josh, look how forward
Josh,
he is.
Josh, you gotta be behind.
He's
under
crazy
the light.
Forward.
Move back a little bit. You're there
he's
we go.
Crazy
there
forward.
Yeah, that's more fair. He was cheating because he missed
I'm
the first
cheating.
One.
My legs were touching the chair.
He missed the first one, so he...
My legs were touching the chair.
Okay, fair enough. You mean the bench?
Bench.
Yeah. Okay. Oh! And he's in for 10 points.
Fuck yeah! Okay. That's 50. That's
10. No, 10 on the big ones.
You know what? I'm going small.
Oh, shit. He's now real
you're
confident.
Going for the
smallest going
for
100.
He's feeling confident. Uh-oh. The odds of him getting two back to
oh, and he misses the 100.
Oh.
He misses the 100. He's going for a second 100.
Lucy concentrating hard at holding that stick up her butt.
Oh!
Fuck yeah!
100.
Yes.
Fuck. No, is that a hundo or a 50?
That's a hundo.
That's a hundred.
That's a hundred. Those are 50 cents. Those are both 50 cents.
He's got 250s left.
Lady, count those points.
He's got a 250s left. 250s left. So he's in at 110 right now. 110.
I'll probably do much better if I choose to stand as forward as Josh is standing.
I'm not standing forward, people.
I notice his legs are not. You notice everybody, his legs are not.
Oh, and he missed the 50.
In fact, his legs are not touching the bench.
His legs are not touching the bench. Legs should touch the bench.
Behind you.
The bench?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now he's so much farther away.
Shut up.
Oh, and he misses. So he came in strong.
Hey,
got total score, 110.
I got the 100.
110.
110. That's a respectable score.
Respectable score.
Even if I was playing skee ball, that's a respectable score.
I'm going to move over to
I'll be honest with you. That's 25 tickets.
They're just going to come out of a pussy.
You can definitely get, you can get a gazoo and a paddle ball.
That's
Lucy, thank you for doing this.
Yes, thanks because, for playing.
Because I feel confident. I wanted to play sports recently. And...
All right, now as we
all right,
as we
everybody.
Reset,
we're getting me too'd.
The gay capital of the world. Well, the gay capital of the world. We're back on Anal Ring Toss, and I'm with. Oh, I was on the air.
If you could just sign this disclaimer.
All right, so now Jay has now moved
legs
into the shooter.
Touch the bench.
Jay's in shooting position.
Buddy, Alex, I'm under the thing.
Now Jay is choosing to start with a 10.
Are you starting with a 10?
Yeah, Jay started.
Fuck, I can't believe I got 100, dude. I'm so stoked, even if I lose.
Oh, and he misses his first 10, Jay. And now he's going for a second 10, not following Josh's strategy of a 10, then 100. And he misses the second 10.
He misses
10.
The two biggies.
And now the
now
two,
he's got to go circling.
Missing the two
smallies.
Biggies is not a good sign. Oh, he got a 50.
Shit. All right.
Let's see here. Oh, he misses the second
dude.
50.
He better.
No, he can still... If he gets either one of these hundreds.
Christine, if he misses these two, you get an E. coli.
Christine, if you don't want me mixing it up with this game of anal ring anymore, I won't.
Jay's saying if he doesn't want to be. He's hoping for Christine to give her a call out.
What are you going to say? What do you want me to do?
Oh, I can't hear Christine.
You gotta do the wind line from Rocky.
Here we go, Jake. All right,
so now he's got 250s left.
Can he do it? Can he do it?
He's got 200s. Sorry, 200s.
Fuck, dude.
And misses 100.
And
if he gets this one.
You in last, baby. Well, you better start puckering those lippy lips.
Everyone stay calm. It's three rounds. Lucy, get comfortable.
Hey, why
I'm missing, chilling.
We're missing one. No.
Let's get loud. Let's
one.
Get loud.
We're missing one.
Jay, 50. Can I say, you're, never mind. I'll wait till Ralph's done because I don't want to give him any tips.
We're missing a 50 somehow.
It's in her butt.
Yeah. Lucy's got a good butt. Christine, talk about Lucy's butt.
How are we missing one?
Probably rolled somewhere.
What? We're missing a 50.
Did someone pocket it?
That's weird. It's not a very big room.
Did it fall into her?
That's what I said.
It fell into the anal.
Wait.
How was that possible?
It was the way I
can
said
can you spread your... Maybe there might like be...
There's no way it's between her cooch, dude.
Yeah, missing 150.
Ani.
It's not me.
It's well, so if you can't find it, you can just throw another 50.
No, yeah.
You throw the 50 twice.
No, I'll just throw the 50 twice. That's weird. But it's not it's not a very big room.
Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it. It's probably dirty, though.
Yeah. Bobby, real quick before I forget. I don't want to forget to tell you later.
Oh, really? Reach out and touch faith.
Ani, real quick before you get locked down on that work, though. Before you get bogged down with work.
All right. My leg is touching the bench. Are we all fine with my distance?
I feel both legs because that was what he told me.
Like this?
Yeah. Well, one's good.
Look at that reach. Look at that reach. What a monster.
Oh!
Big He's whoop. Been practicing with us.
Who cares? He has. Oh, look. He's almost dunking it. He's so tall.
Yes.
Wow, you almost ruined my night. You got 20 points. Congrats.
Oh, shit. Oops.
This is so exciting,
Josh,
dude.
I just lost that one.
If he bags one of these, it's a wrap.
Dude, I feel like he might have put in some fucking like pine tar on it.
He did. This is a spitball. That reach.
Fuck!
This is it. This is it. Are you kissing butthole or not?
Ah!
The last second!
in the last second. God.
What a game.
Oh, Jesus
Dude,
Christ.
The fucking jump.
Wow.
Fuck.
I want a round two.
No.
What's another punishment? No.
Yeah, we got more time.
I'll kiss her. I'll kiss her.
Like, how can we go back to talking after this?
Yeah. Wow, what a clinch ending.
What could round two be?
I'm open to the talking. You have to figure it out. You tell me. Maybe we, no, that would be weird.
What, suck it like a lollipop?
No, I was going to say it just doesn't make sense.
What?
We have another one.
Right.
And the loser would have to put it in them.
No,
I'm not. You don't want to see my asshole. It's
an
Audi.
That's why I said it would be weird, and I stopped it.
But could we put one in a cooch and then have one be like a bonus ring if you get it on both rings?
Wait, so she'd have to? How would she?
I don't think she could go from her ass to her puss. That's
all. Kinda... I thought we were just gonna laugh at the idea.
Okay.
What if we do one in a?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if you. Let's put it this way. While you guys do the punishment, let's think of another idea. Or we open it up to the peanut gallery.
Anybody going
to
make her put it back in?
No, I guess that's right. We can't do that either. So,
I mean, if it's wiped down, I can put it back. It's fine.
Look at that. Bobby, can you take the rings off?
Yeah. Can we give a round of applause for
yeah.
What
can
here?
We mic? Can we mic it when we pull it out?
Yeah. That.
By the way, I would say that of all the ways the game could have gone down, I could not be happier.
That came down to the wire.
No, you wanted to kiss that butt plug.
Yeah, but you are dunking it. I mean, you're...
What do you want to tell you? Should I make my arm shorter?
You have a 7-foot wingspan.
I mean, it's not
you
fair.
Were basically just
I stood exactly where you guys were standing. Is it God made my arms longer? Sorry.
Now you're a God guy. Who would you like to thank for the victory, Ralph? Oh, thank God, the one above... The main man upstairs taking care of me.
All right, Shannon, do you have any suggestions for a second round punishment? Or maybe the new intern guy whose name I forgot already?
William.
William has an idea? Or Frank, if he's still here? Bobby? Anyone have a second round punishment idea? Nobody. A room full of nothing. I come up with the brilliance of licking the business end.
I think we should leave it up to Lucy.
Lucy, any ideas on your end?
Not right now.
Oh, I think William has something. William?
What if the winner got to swipe the butt plug on themselves and the losers had to kiss it after? I feel it makes it personal.
Swipe it on their
on my ass?
Cracker?
No. Nah, dude, I'm good. I don't want to eat anything Ralph or Jay's had between them.
Yeah, it's fair.
I like the way you're thinking, no, but it does take you to another level.
The box, and I appreciate that.
I think we should just give her the round of applause and
how about this? No, because I came in last place.
I'll go round two for like $20.
Want to do cash?
I'll just do straight up cash.
Let's do straight up cash. Wait, hold on. Hold on, we've been. Ani has an idea.
It glows in the dark.
What?
It also glows in the dark if you want
kill
to
kill the motherfucking
the oh, kill the
light.
Lights? Kill the lights. Then we can't see anybody.
It doesn't matter. All you need to see is the butt plug.
One-handed glow in the dark.
Yeah. Let's see what the...
Shut this bitch down.
How about... So what are we doing? 20, 50, 3,000? What are we doing?
3,000. I'll challenge you right
Make
now.
Make it $3
million. $3,000. You want to bet $3,000 right
Not
now?
Not in a million years. I'll do 20.
You're trying to fuck a big dog with me? I'll bet 3,000 with you.
You want to do $25 or 50? What does that make sense?
Why get? Might make it $2.
$20.
Do $20.
$20. Let's see what it looks like when you kill the lights. Where are the
bucks?
Rings?
I'll show
I don't.
You
I don't know if I have $20.
Where are the rings? Let me have the
I'll
rings.
I'll cover you. I'll spot you.
Okay.
Can I suggest that someone should go with their camera light,
works.
Their phone light, man. And go over it just
okay.
So it gets brighter?
You don't have cash?
I have $2 on me.
Okay, I'll front Josh's 20. That's the pot.
I'm adding light to it.
There's only one winner. What are you doing?
It's supposed to like end charges
with filming
light.
Her fucking chaunch from behind you, creepy piece of shit.
I mean, Ralph,
charging
it
light.
If you want
this
to see
Shannon's
it, you
suggestion.
Can pay
for
it.
You're
She's
charging
got an OnlyFans.
Shannon just said, put light on it. You don't have any headphones on. She said, shine your flashlight on it.
Is that what she said? Really?
Shannon, put your damn
what
fucking headphones
creep.
On and
what
ask
a
her.
Creep asshole.
Put a dent.
You son of a bitch. Just ask her if you could film her pussy, dude. Don't just take. I'm trying.
Kill the lights.
I'm trying to fill this. I'm trying to fill this glow in the dark with light.
Let's see what it looks like. I just want to see if it glows.
Come on, Professor.
No, it's not glowing. It's not worth
it. I'll be honest with you. It is glowing, actually.
Should I go underneath the
Is that not
sure?
It?
No, that's not it. That's not it.
It's something.
That's my cup of water.
It's hilarious.
It's my cup of water.
Right, it's not glowing in the dark. Can we get one, another one, order it, that like is a switch that turns it into actual beam of light?
All right, so let's do it with $20. You want me to go first?
Can we ring toss with a flashlight in your butt?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, but you have to stand back, and you have to have your back straight. I feel like you
lean. Yeah, you definitely
forward.
Can't cheat like you did before.
Against the back wall. How about that? So now I'm backwards.
Yeah, even further.
How am I gonna go further?
I don't know. Remove those shelves.
You're good.
Okay. All right. But that, put it back.
I see. You got to tilt it up.
Yeah.
Okay. How's
we
that?
Normally have an intern for this.
It's uncomfortable for me to do it this way, but I'm doing
it. Is that straight enough? Is it good?
Son of a bitch.
Fuck, dude. He's like, you've been practicing, bro.
He's been practicing. He's been on VR. He pays a young... He pays a young Mexican boy.
It's only a 10-pointer. It's fine.
He's a piece of shit.
Oh, fuck, that was close.
Was it, though? Straight junk, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All day long.
Yes. And this is where he came in. He's.
You know what I'm
saying? I'll go next.
It's just money now.
She's going to have to shit in your mouth. I thought the other punishment. She's going to shit in your mouth.
I mean, I haven't shit in anyone's mouth yet, so.
Ever?
I wouldn't mind.
Ever? Shut right up.
I want to.
Do you?
Yeah.
In their mouth?
I mean, in my mouth, their mouth.
You want to shit in your own mouth? How are you doing that?
Take down my email. I'll check out a video of that, but don't. I don't want to do it.
All right, Josh, now you're in. I like that I come out of the gate strong every time with my tens, but then I fall apart. All right, so now Josh is going with the tens, and he misses his
first
10.
You're doing so good.
And now he dropped. He's falling apart. He's dropping things. He's totally
Josh, we're getting Thai food after this, dude. Bring it home for daddy. Bring this 40 home.
And decide if the meal's going to be on me or not.
Bring this 40
and Josh
home.
Josh is doing
that. Sixers Celtics.
And he misses his second 10.
Sixers
now
Celtics,
he's falling
dude.
Apart. Now my 10 score looks pretty impressive at this point. I got to be honest with you.
He just stopped playing, dude.
No, he's not even in the game anymore. He's just thinking about what he's going to order at the Thai restaurant. He's not even playing.
This is so far back.
He just fucking totally... And oh, he's dead. The game's over. I won this one. I'm already in place two.
No, he could.
Nope. Now the worst case is I am in second place. That's the worst. You have to get a 10. And
he can't win both.
Second place money. It's it all goes to the winner.
Right. I'm saying, but if I, that's right. If I, but right now, at least I come in second.
Man, I fucking chunked that shit, dude.
So now Jay is up.
I'm really upset with my throws right there.
Lucy Sunflower, let's do this shit.
Come on, Jay.
By the way, again, before Jay comes in, Lucy, you are a sport and a half. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
I can't wait for her to give her, Jay. Jay, I can't wait for her to give her plugs.
Oh, waka waka. All right, Jay. Maybe. Can he do it?
And Jay's up now. Let's
Jay's
Jay.
Got good hand-eye coordination.
And Jay is.
Plays a lot of NBA Live 2K.
And let's see. First 10 is in. 10 first. And if he talk about long arms, his arms are equally as long as my. Oh!
Water's gone.
There's always one of them in the business, right? There you go. And nope. Oh!
Jay wins.
If Jay just wins with AJ, let's see. If he gets another one, he really. Oh, Jesus, Jay. You really. All right. We still won. Jay won. Everyone, Jay won. Congratulations. Woo!
20 bucks, right?
I'm giving it to you right now.
Come up off it, dude. I pulled mine out.
Ow. Ooh. You okay?
I need someone to nurse me back to
hell. Yeah, this is going to be a very shitty statement, and I'm sorry to say it out loud. I only have 50s. You have change?
Just cash app him.
No.
It's got to be cold hard cash and anal ring toss.
Just give me a 20 and you'll owe me $10. It's fine.
I'm only going you.
Right, give me 25 and I'll say that was my original cost of 25. Fair enough?
Yeah. Pretty fair.
You made an extra 5 because I screwed up.
Are we pulling out the anal ring?
Yeah, now we got to...
Can we mic it?
Here's the way I think we should do it. I think that we should do all the plugs and
should
everything.
We do should we do like Excalibur? Like we all try.
Do we have the 6 mic?
Whoever has the power is...
Shannon, I think we still have the 6 mic under the table that we can mic up so we can hear it.
Dude, so, only he who has the power can remove
this from the show. No, yeah.
Can you, Jay, take the rings? Get the rings off her, please.
I'd say the winner of that round pulls it.
The winner of
you won.
I won.
First round.
Yes.
Oh, so you win. You should pull it out, and then me and Josh.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yep.
All right. So you're gonna. Well, it should by the way, not to talk business, but that should always be under the table. No, yeah, there should be a 6 mic under here for just this. You know how many times we're going to need to pull out a butt plug and get it mic'd?
Bobby, not to talk business right now, but I got a W-2 for that. So if you could just put down who you're, if you have any dependents, I need to know that.
Check.
Check.
Yeah, it was good. Sounds good.
Oh, is this to mic the butt plug, Paul?
Yeah.
All right, let me.
Oh, I want to see this.
Let me get. All right, so I'm trying to get some audio on me, and let's see, get that audio on this. I'm going to pull out very delicately, young lady, and then.
Yes.
Wait, let me ask, before I do this.
Uh-huh. Yes.
How are we getting the two of them kissing it? Which camera are they going to be on?
We'll figure that out. What do you think it's going to get, less right. not her butthole-y in a minute?
Hold on. There's a mic right in the way.
There's a mic in the way.
Jay's mic is just right covering just, the
Jay, move your mic to which way?
This
is that
way.
Better?
Yeah, I can get it.
Lucy, may I suggest spreading your butt cheeks with your hands?
Sure.
Thank you.
Here, you ready? Ooh, that was in there. I heard it.
I heard it too, dude.
Right, wait, don't do it yet. Make sure that
hold on. Josh calls dibs like the fucking brownie.
Get it done with.
Like the brownie batter.
Now let's get them both on the camera. Wait, no, you guys gotta get on which camera should they get on?
Josh,
the
dragging.
I wanted to hear. Okay,
do you want
to
put them on one?
We'll just sit in our chairs.
Sit in your chairs. Sit in their chairs. And Lucy, you could come down, I think, at this point.
Okay.
Everyone, round of applause for Lucy. Thank you so much, Lucy.
Lucy was fucking gangster.
Thank you.
That was great.
All right, so now, before you do it, maybe we do all the plugs and we end on a kiss. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right, so let's go around the room.
We'll do all the plugs.
Let's start with Josh Adam Myers, who's really perplexed by this.
You could all my shows and everything are at joshadammyers.com, on social media at Josh Adam Myers, and listen to my podcast, The 500, where I'm going through the 500 greatest albums of all time. I got to get you on, Ralph.
I'd love to.
Yeah, I definitely have to get you on. Yeah. Are you a Who fan?
I like him, but I wouldn't say like crazy Who fan.
You need metal.
Yeah. Any rock, I'm sure. Is Guns on that list?
Not for like five more years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll take a look. It's the Billboard.
No, it's the Rolling Stone 2012 list. We started it, 2 years ago, and then they changed the list. Like,
I'll take a look at the list, and I'll tell you the ones that speak to me.
Well, you got to tell them where you're around.
We're at like four. We're at three. No, we're at three. I think like 389 or something.
Okay,
like
cool.
We just broke into the 300.
Has Jay been on?
Like three or four times.
Wow. What album did you do?
Californication, Cyndi Lauper, She's So Unusual,
Def Leppard.
And Def Leppard, Pyromania.
Did you ever see the Cyndi Lauper thing yet or no?
What's out? Oh, no. It's still
God damn it. They pulled it from everywhere. It was so bad.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It kills me.
It'll pop up.
All right, Lucy Sunflower, please do all your plugs. Thank you for being such a great sport, too.
Thank you so much. Everyone can find me on Twitter. My handle is Platano Queen.
You may want to spell that.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to spell it. It's Platano Queen.
I like that she had to think about it herself.
Yeah, I'm just a little, had an anal plug in me.
I don't believe me. After I got colonic'd, I was a little high for a few hours. It felt weird.
But if you search Lucy Sunflower on Twitter, you can also find me because that's the name I put on there. But that's the handle. And you can also find me on onmylinks.com/sunflowerlucy. That's where you can find all of my social media, my OnlyFans, and all of my other clips page.
Awesome.
Where you can find more
Lucy
anal
Sunflower
stuff.
Porn.
Cool.
You've seen it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. I'm a big fan. You know that, Ralph. I'm a big fan of the indie stuff.
Yeah. So then you knew that she had a bush.
Yeah.
Right, so
that's why I said that was going to be my guess. Yeah, I was going to steal.
So not really your guess. It was going to be your actual
knowledge. I didn't get to pick first, and then you found it out. But also, it doesn't mean she has a bush today.
And I'm the one that cheats. I'm the one that cheats.
You're too
tall. It doesn't mean she had a bush today because she had one in a video.
Jay, we're all adults here.
No, it's great, but it's the indie stuff, which is my favorite. The pro stuff always seems to me like, coke addict alcoholics who are like trying to stay alive in a weird city.
Right.
Lucy looks like she likes to fucks.
Right. I love to fuck.
Yeah, she also wants apparently to shit in her own mouth at some point.
No, she wants to shit in someone's
mouth. And she said her own. She said her own.
That's art. You don't get it, you fucking old man.
All right, Jay, your plugs?
You can catch me shitting in my own mouth.
On your OnlyFans.
I think we're sold out next Thursday in Providence. Two shows. We added a show, and I think that's sold out too. But go check. Make sure bigjcomedy.com. I will be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I have a bunch of things. I think Texas is coming up soon. Some things in Ohio. I'm getting back on the road again as best I can. Mm-hmm. As long as I make it safe. I was just in Nashville. It was great.
It makes me so happy how long Josh has been holding the plug right now.
Yeah. Six and Jump. Check out Six and Jump on... check out our Six and Jump podcast. Bonfire is coming back again real, real soon, everybody. We're very close to just got to seal the deal here so we can get back to work with the Bonfire. So check that out. Until then, we'll be doing the Orphan Tapes here.
For those not watching, he's not like receptive.
I feel like a midget Freddie Mercury.
It's like, you know what?
I feel like
he's been exposed to the air too much. Dunk it one more time. So we make sure it's fresh.
Right, let's do this shit.
Anyway, BigJComedy.com and watch my specials, right. Watch my whatever.
Shannon's plugs real quick and then we'll end on a kiss.
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding, and follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
And I feel like the song of the week, it ties it perfectly. You said Californication.
Your Kisses on My List.
Kisses on My List, why not? Yeah, let's do Kisses on My List by the Hall & Oates Band.
Hall & Oates.
You just buckled and said the, so you tried to save it with band.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's end on the kiss. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton and my other show, Good Sugar, where I'll be talking in more detail about my colonic, and they'll have the guy on. But now we end.
In more detail than what we did?
Yeah, I have pictures. No, I'm kidding.
Dude, it's funny looking at my reflection in the butt.
Yeah, right. It looks like, remember when Mark Wahlberg was breaking that house in fear? He goes, why don't you let me in the house?
All right, guys, kiss it, and we'll end on that. Thank you all for being a part of the SDR show. We'll see you next week.
Yay! Ralph started saying ooh, and then said yay, as they went, yay!
I like a bee, like a bee, let's keep a la baba la boop.
Fucking tip.
Listening to the SDR Show.